From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is, in a rather noisy room, Nigel Payne.
Yes, dear listener, Nigel and I are holed up in a bar just down the road from Kensington Olympia in London, and it's the end of day one of the CIPD's Festival of Work. But controversially, we are not going to talk about the Festival of Work. Nigel, what are we going to talk about?
What I hope we can talk about, Martin, is learning cultures. Not because I'm slightly obsessed by it, having written a book about it, but because a lot of other people are getting more and more obsessed about it. And what I want to talk about is how you begin to define a learning culture. Because every man, woman, and their combined dog seems to have an opinion about what a learning culture is. And some of them are a pretty long way from the mark. So I think we should chat about how you define it, Martin. You agree?
I do agree, and I think it should come with some kind of health warning, because we're not talking about a learning and development intervention here, are we? It's not a thing that you do. It's absolutely something altogether different. So, come then, hit us with learning cultures.
Right, okay. My definition has three components, and all three are really important. The first component is an organisation that learns from mistakes, and that's on a big corporate level and on a small individual level. If you can't share things that don't go right, work out what went wrong and share what went wrong and put it right so it doesn't happen again, forget about learning culture. The second thing, which is incredibly important, is the ability to learn from outside. A learning culture is something that is like a munching machine. It munches ideas and trends and dislocations and disruptions from outside. It processes them and turns them into action. So it's about learning from outside, but not just learning, but action. And the third thing, the third element, is the individual element. A learning culture is absolutely rammed full of people who are convinced about their ability to learn. They have confidence in their own learning. They enjoy learning. But most of all, they enjoy being in an organization which feeds them with ideas, helps them when they go wrong, and continuously improve the experience inside the organization, the experience for the customer outside the organization, and keeps the organization aligned. And that is why I use the metaphor of the organizational gyroscope. A learning culture is like a gyroscope in an aeroplane. A gyroscope in an aeroplane stops the aeroplane flying upside down or flying down when it's supposed to be going up. A gyroscope, in spite of being in deep, thick fog or zero visibility, tells the pilot exactly where the plane is in relation to the horizon. A learning culture keeps an organization flying straight so that the people in the organization know when they're about to hit turbulence, ensure that they're not flying their organization upside down or plunging into the sea or into a mountain nearby. And it is absolutely vital. And a gyroscope is nothing, it's just a lump of metal unless it spins really fast. And that's another part of the metaphor. A learning organization has a gyroscope, and that gyroscope, the energy from the gyroscope, comes from the churning of insight and the debate and the continuous questioning of what you do to make it better. And if you can keep that alive, the organization continuously adjusts and aligns itself to the world outside and doesn't sink, plunge, or collapse. So I think it's a very, very important concept, but I think that you have to take account of the elements of my definition if you really seriously want to talk about learning organization.
Okay, so that's a very useful definition. I've got one question, so we'll keep this quite brief, so you're going to have to answer this succinctly. What's L&D's role in all those things you just described?
That's an excellent, excellent question. L&D's role is to act as partly the agent, so that they're observing and keeping the learning culture on track, partly as the facilitator and the energizer of the learning culture, and partly as the observer who is able to make adjustments and ensure that all of those dimensions that I've discussed keep on happening. What it isn't doing is intervening. What it isn't doing is controlling or owning. What it isn't doing is saying, if we increase the number of courses by 30%, we've got a learning culture. Oh, no, you won't. So I think the L&D has a very important role, but it's not a traditional role. It's a more facilitating, enabling, and observing role. And it's absolutely crucial.
Brilliant. Let's leave it there, Nigel. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Martin. And I hope you can hear us both over the increasing hubbub. From scratch.